the Torah brings down a mushal of a king that comes to a city that he wants them to pay mas, taxes. And as the king is coming closer to the city, the elders of the city come out and the king is moichel them a shlish, a third. As he's getting closer to the city, some other members, the beinanim of the city, come out and the king is moichel another third. When he finally gets to the Shar Ha'ir and everyone, anoshim, noshim, v'taf, the entire city comes out, moichel them the third shlish, he's moichel them akoil. That's what the Medrash says. And the Torah explains that this Medrash, the three stages, Erev Rosh Hashanah is that first stage, when the Yechidim are Moirid Shlish. Aseres Yemei Tshuva is the second stage. And Yom Kippur is the final stage, when the third Shlish. And we know that there is two different levels. We know that Tzadikim are Nechtavim already after Rosh Hashanah. And there's a remez. That's why Parshas Vayelech has 30 Psukim. Because that's for the 30 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Rosh Hashanah. Nitzavim has 40 Psukim. That's for the people that are working from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. If you continue this, Ha'azinu has 52 psukim. It's because 52 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Hoshana Rabbah, because some people delay, procrastinate, and only by the Gittah Kvitl of Hoshana Rabbah final. And the emesis, the Sfarim say that for the stragglers, Zois Chanukah, there's 122 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way till Zois Chanukah. 30 plus 40 plus 52 is 122, as well as Parshas Kisavai has 122. That's schlepping it out till Zois Chanukah. After Hazinu, it says, V'zois HaBracha, Zois Chanukah. We don't want to push it off till then. We try to chaperine in Rosh Hashanah, and now that we're in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're trying to chaperine there. But the Beis Yosef has a kasha. It says that Erev Rosh Hashanah takes off a shlish, Aseres Yemei Tshuva takes off a shlish, and finally Yom Kippur takes off a shlish. Erev Rosh Hashanah is just as powerful as Yom Kippur. Erev Rosh Hashanah does the same as Yom Kippur does, asks the Beis Yosef and the Prisha. And he says a Yesoid, which I want to shtel on. He says, the first shlish is easier. The second shlish is a little harder. To finish, to make the Gemar and the Lashon of the Torah is Moichel Lehem HaKoil, not the third shlish, to finish something. Finishing something is harder. There's a big Yesoid in everything we do in life to try to finish something, to make sure it's a Gemar. Samoel is Rosh Hatevis. Siyim Mesechta Ein Lasois. We know a person is supposed to make Meya Brachas Biyoim. The first 70, 80 Brachas is easy. Everyone has a Cheshbon. It's when you get to the last few, crunch time, to get to the end, to fear ice all the Brachas. That's when it's hard. We're learning in the Yeshiva, the Sugyas in the Nedarim now, where a Naira Moirasa, the Av and the Baal, together are made for the Nedarim. Yet the Gemara says when one of them is made for, it already does make his guy, is half the nether is cut off. So the question is, so why can't the other partner do the other half? It's more that it's mavur, they have to do it together. The pshat is because the first half is easier. Finishing something needs more work. And it could be that's itself another teretz why Erev Rosh Hashanah is so powerful. Because it's the end, the last day. Finishing something till the end has a special milah. It takes a lot of work, but it has a special milah. You know, the Maharil is brought down that you're not supposed to be Makabel Rosh Hashanah early, and it takes away a few moments from Elul. And the Mesfarim explained because you see how powerful Elul is. But the truth is, it's not just that. It's the last few minutes of the year. It's the last few minutes. The end result of something has a special power. And that's why we're supposed to make Kabbalahs Kitanois, the Sfarim explained, because if you make a too much of an overwhelming Kabbalah, it will last and wither away after a few days or weeks. If you want your Kabbalah to last for the whole year, it has to be something small, but you want it to get till the end. Bereshis Bara Elikim is Soif Tevis Emes, not Rosh Tevis. Soif Tevis. You want your Emes to go Dorch and Dorch till the end. That's what we need to work on. But on the other hand, there's such a confusion. Because in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and it's a Mefresh Halach in Shulchan Aruch, even someone who's not Machmir on Paspalter in all year is Machmir on Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And there's a lot of Arichos in the Bali Musar and the Achronim to explain that in Aseres Yemei Tshuva we act differently even though we know it's not going to last. For this din of Paspalterin, you already bought the Stella Dora cookies to break the fast after Yom Kippur. Maybe that's why you're saying Vahurachim after Ne'ilah, because you're thinking about those Stella Dora cookies already and you're going to eat the Stella Dora cookies. But what's the pshat? So the Sfarim explained in Aseres Yemei Tshuva we act differently. It's a special tkufa. But a person has to have clarity. This is two different paths, two different maslulim, and it's not a stira. Both are true, but be aware. In which chelik of your avoda that you're doing now in Aseres Yemei Teshuva is it part of the inyan that you want to dafka do special things that are only for this tkufa? And that's, again, it's mefurish in the halacha that that's what you're supposed to do. But on the other hand, this idea that you want your kabbalas to carry through for the whole year and you want to end something and you want to be messiah and you want to have the shlemus of ending it, that's also true. A person has to have the right balance and not confuse himself and not gnar himself up where he's really holding. And every year should be different. You shouldn't look back at what you were the year before and the years before. In this tkufa especially, simultaneously, we're working on especially doing inyanim that are only going to be for these few days, but at the same time also trying to focus on things that are going to carry us through the whole year, that are going to be a kabbalah shlema with a gemar, with a shlemus, and with the simcha of doing something b'shlemus. Hatzar hashovah shebehen, what do both of these inyanim have in common? As the emes is, this is something that has to keep hovering above the entire process. The Queen of England, the Friedeker one, in a rare interview to the press, once said, you know, even very wealthy and busy and important influential people have work maybe 12, 18 hours a day, but then they go home. She says, I don't go home. I'm working the whole time. Wherever I am, that's my job. It's 24/7. A Yid has to realize, man malki rabbonon. A Yid is always on call 24/7. 24/7, there's a remez from the Prokim, Nase v'nishma in the Chumash, is in Perek Chof Dalid, Pasek Zayin, 24/7. A person has to realize nonstop, keseder, this sounds like a pressure, but the emes is it's a noyam of an oil to realize I'm always on call the entire time. And when I'm balancing both of these inyonim, the special inyonim I want to try to accomplish special for Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and also the Kabbalist that I want to last through the whole year. And as I'm balancing both, I know that this is a yesoid, that I'm always on call. And a person has to realize how precious, specifically, these days are. There's a Hagoyis Maimini in Elu Metzias about a goy that sold a yid a barrel of bedil, a kind of a metal, and unknowingly there was gold inside on the bottom of the barrel. The yid didn't know, golden coins. He sold it to a second yid, and the second yid found the gold. And now there was a dintara between the two yid and who has the gold. Says the Hagoyis Ashri, it belongs to the second one. The first one owned the barrel, he bought it, but he didn't know that it was there. If you don't know that it's there, and you're not aware that it's there, and you're not stelling tzuru with it, ain't yours. We have to realize the gevaldike golden koiches that are tamun in these days, and the gevaldike golden koiches that are tamun in us, that are hidden in us in our neshama, let them shine through, and be'ezer Hashem, we should be zoicha to a gemar toiv, on a good gebench to yor.